The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter number 12, Text number 34, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on November 19th, 2011, in Pune, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kadachit Jayata Shrastu Veda Asan Chatu Mukhat Kartam Shrakshyami Aham Lokan Samavetam Yata Pura Kadachit Jayata Shrashtur Veda Asamshtatur Mukhat Katam Shrakshyam Yaham Lokam Samavetam Yathapara Kadachit Jayata Shrashtur Veda Asamshtatur Mukhat Katam Shrakshyam Yaham Lokan Samavetan Yathapara. Once upon a time, Jayata, while contemplating Shrashtu of Brahma, Veda, the Vedic literature, Asan became manifested. Chatu Mukhat, from the four mouths, Kotam Shakshami, how shall I create? Aham, myself, Lokam, all these worlds, Samavetam, assembled, Yata, as they were, Pura, in the past. Just a reminder, if you have any questions as we go along, write them down. And so when the question times come, you can pass them forward and I'll answer them. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Once upon a time, when Brahma was thinking of how to create the worlds, as in the past millennium, the four Vedas, which contain all varieties of knowledge, became manifested from his four mouths. Purport. As a fire can consume anything and everything without being contaminated, so by the grace of the Lord, the fire of Brahma's greatness consumed his desire for the sinful act of sex with his daughter. The Vedas are the source of all knowledge, and they were first revealed to Brahma by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, while Brahma was thinking of recreating the material world. Brahma is powerful by dint of his devotional service unto the Lord, and the Lord is always ready to forgive his devotee if by chance he falls down from the noble path of devotional service. The Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.42 confirms this as follows. Svapada mulam bhujata priyashyo chakshivanya bhavasya hari paresha vikarma yachchopi patam katanchit dunoti sravang hridistan navishta. Any person who is engaged 100% in the transcendental loving service of the Lord at his lotus feet is very dear to the personality of Godhead Hari. In the Lord being situated in the heart of the devotee, excuses all kinds of sins committed by chance. It was never expected that a great personality like Brahma would ever think of sex indulgence with his daughter. The example shown by Brahma only suggests that the power of material nature is so strong that it can act upon everyone, even Brahma. Brahma was saved by the mercy of the Lord with a little punishment, but by the grace of the Lord he did not lose his prestige as the great Brahma.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Vadakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Lavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha.
So that explains why we have four Vedas. Brahma has four mouths. But the most significant point here is, how kind is Krishna? Not if you slip up, now you're banished forever. Krishna is so kind. Brahma did not lose his prestige as the great Brahma, even though he had some very dirty thought in his brain. This is not license to have dirty thoughts. Do not misunderstand. But this shows how kind is Krishna. Do you know how kind is Krishna? No, you don't. We cannot conceive of Krishna's kindness. It is a chintya mercy. His kripa, his mercy, is a chintya. We cannot fathom the unlimited depth of Krishna's mercy. But there's one thing we can do, how we can take advantage of it. We may not know how much money some super wealthy man has, but we can approach him for wealth. We don't have to know how much wealth he has. We just know he's super wealthy. So we can beg some dakshina from a super wealthy man. So Krishna has unlimited wealth of mercy and everything. He has unlimited beauty, unlimited power, unlimited renunciation, unlimited knowledge, unlimited wealth, unlimited fame, and unlimited mercy. We can take advantage of that mercy. We have to become beggars. Prabhupada described himself like that. I am the most insignificant beggar. We have to be beggars, going to Krishna and begging for mercy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. My dear dear Krishna, please give me your mercy. I'm a fallen soul, completely contaminated. It's a nice prayer by Rupa Goswami. Na prema shravanadi bhaktir api va yoga tava vaishnava jnanam va shubha karma va kiyadaho sach jatira vyasti va hinarata dikka sadaketvai tatapya shchevya mulasati he gopi janabalava vyatayate ha ha madashayva. I have no love for Krishna. I have no qualification for hearing and chanting. I don't have the mystic power of Vaishnava. I don't have knowledge. I don't have pious activities. I don't even come from a decent family. On the whole, my dear Lord, if you examine me, you will see I am completely bereft of any qualification to become your devotee. But my dear Gopi Jana Vallabha, you are known for being very, very merciful to the fallen souls. Therefore, because of your causeless mercy on fallen souls like me, I have this unbreakable hope constantly in my heart that somehow or other I can get your mercy. But my Lord, when I consider my disqualifications, I just feel really bad, really, really bad. How fallen I am. So if we come as humble beggars, crying like a child for the mother, mother's blessings, the mother's help, and Krishna will be very, very kind. Gopi Jana Balabha, the maintainer, most beloved of the gopis, he'll be very, very kind to us. Especially if we approach through our mother, Srimati Radharani. Srila Prabhupada told us on Radhastami in London how to pray to Radharani. That, my dear mother, please tell something about me to your Krishna. You see, Krishna is a very big man. Just like our Radha Shyam Prabhu, he's a very big man here. If you want to call him on the mobile phone, you won't get him directly. You get his secretary. You can't call him directly on the mobile phone. He's too big for that. So Krishna is also too big. You can't just directly get Krishna. He's the supreme big man. But there's Radharani. She's very easily approachable. So if you, Prabhupada said, if we beg Radharani to tell about us to Krishna, then she will say, my dear Krishna, just see here this devotee. He is a better devotee than me. And then Krishna will immediately, oh, let us see who is this devotee better than Radharani. Just see the kindness of Radharani. She immediately wants to push forward, this is better devotee than me, Krishna. You see, this is Madharani's mood. You see. Just see that he is the perfection of humility. She's pushing everyone forward as being a better devotee than her. And that is the topmost devotee, you see. The more you become humble, appreciating the qualities of others, that is your advancement in Krishna consciousness. The more you can appreciate the saintly qualities of the other devotees, that's how your saintly qualities become manifest. One who cannot appreciate the saintly qualities of the devotees, what is he called? Kanishta Adhikari. He's a materialistic devotee, you see. He's not advanced in Krishna consciousness. But the one who knows how to appreciate the devotees, you see, that is Radharani's mood. You see. One who, if you want to be in the mood of Radharani, just learn how to appreciate the devotees and always try to push them forward in their Krishna consciousness. Then you are a follower in Srimati Radharani's footsteps. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Mm.
respected Maharaj, how to always remember Krishna. At least in my stage, how to remember Krishna more. How to remember Krishna. If we analyze our psyches, we will see that we remember those things that give us happiness. We naturally want to remember things that make us happy. So if we understand that Krishna is the bestower of all happiness, and that devotional service to Krishna brings unlimited satisfaction to the self, if we have this understanding, then we will want to always remember Krishna at every minute. Therefore, to study these books of Srila Prabhupada is most important, because then we can get this proper understanding of Krishna. And when we understand who He actually is and what He's actually doing and how He's helping us and blessing us at every minute for all of eternity, even though we've completely neglected Him, we realize how merciful and loving and kind and sweet and how mellifluous the sound of His flute is, then we will naturally always remember Krishna. And Maharaj, can you tell more about how to see Krishna's kindness in our life? The first thing we have to understand is this. Krishna is always bestowing unlimited kindness on every single jiva throughout the entire existence. Sometimes you may feel you've been kicked by the material energy. Somebody treated you badly, or something like that. But you have to know this. The internal and external energies are acting simultaneously. Vidura is a case in point. He is being kicked out of the palace by Duryodhana, very cruelly offensive, in a very offensive way. He was kicked out of the palace. But he saw that this is actually a blessing. Even though it was a heavy materialistic thing, external energy, it was Maya the way he was treated by Duryodhana. It was Maya. But within that Maya, he saw how Krishna was acting at the same time to free him up from all of this nonsense association so he could relish the bliss out on Parikrama. So in this way, if you can see how Krishna is always acting, even it appears to be you were mistreated, you were abused, you suffered this thing, you got sick, or you got old, or you had to leave your body. So many things happen to us in this material world. But actually, if you see that Krishna is actually acting in each and every situation to bring you step by step by step closer to Him so you can regain your original identity in His pastime, then you'll have a proper understanding. Okay. Respected Maharaj, but please, as you can, you please share with us how you came to Prabhupada's lotus feet in your initial days. Actually, I was just with Bhakti Madhurya Govinda Maharaj in our Punjabi Bagh temple the other day. And I was a hippie songwriter in Berkeley, California, back in 1969. And he was the first devotee who preached to me. He was Makanlal Das Brahmachari in those days. It's very wonderful for me to see him, because I still remember when I was the hippie songwriter, and he took me to the temple. There was no temple in Berkeley. He came to open one along with another brahmachari assistant. And he took me to the San Francisco temple to spend the night. And a little tiny, the original 20, what's it called? Frederick Street temple. The second center of ISKCON was Frederick Street, a little tiny temple where. So I was blessed by actually going to spend the night in that original second temple of ISKCON at Frederick Street, 518 Frederick Street, just around the corner from Golden Gate Park. And we slept in the basement, and the temple room was upstairs. And they had a peg on the wall with a japa mala hanging for the guests. This is the guest japa mala. You can chant on this japa mala. So I tried that. I remember one brahmachari said, you can be attracted to Krishna just like you're attracted to a woman, a beautiful woman. You can be attracted to Krishna. He had this gleam in his eye and looking at Krishna's picture. I was kind of amazed by that one. It made a little sense to me because I'd been attracted to Krishna. I found a picture of him, and I was worshipping him in my apartment a few months before that in Colorado. So anyway, I chanted that round of japa, and then I headed back to Berkeley where I did all my music thing. I hitchhiked back to Berkeley, but I was, after chanting that round of japa and spending that night in the temple, I had this amazing euphoria, just like I was floating on a cloud. I was just in bliss. I was laughing in ecstasy. And that was a very poignant experience for me. At the time, I was a staunch Mayavadi. You know, I'm God. But Krishna was working on me. He's working on me to bring me back to his lotus feet. So it's a very long story, but I plan to write a book. If I can get the time, squeeze in the time, I would like to write a book about the whole thing. My spiritual odyssey. So I moved back to my previous place in Texas. And I began some deep soul searching. I realized that I was trying to find myself through creativity, writing songs and trying to spread love and peace and spirituality through songwriting, performing my songs. But even some people saw I was a guru. They said, you're a guru in your songs or your teachings. They told me that sometimes. But I knew I didn't have it. I was, you know, how you can spread enlightenment when you don't even have it. So I started looking very deep to find what is the real answer. I was reading the Bible on Christ. It says, Father, not my will, thy will be done. And I understood, this is actually, in a nutshell, this is spiritual perfection. I had that realization by reading the Bible. You don't do what you want. You do what God wants. But what does God want me to do? That I couldn't figure out. I was waiting for a voice from the sky. And it didn't come. But one day I understood that, well, I can't hear God, but He can hear me. So I started praying to God, my dear Lord, please guide me how I can become your perfect servant. And little did I know, but 175 miles away, there was one devotee, his name is His Holiness Vishnu Janaswamy. He's kind of famous in our movement. He's the original Kirtan king of our movement. At the same time I was praying to the Lord within to guide me, he got a message from the Lord within that he should come to Austin. So he came there and he started preaching, and I understood this is the answer to my prayer. God wants me to become a devotee of Krishna, wants me to follow Prabhupada. So in this way, without ever having met Prabhupada physically, just by hearing about Prabhupada, by meeting his devotee Vishnu Janaswami, I understood that actually I must give my life to Prabhupada. As Vishnu Jan Maharaj and the other devotees have done, I must do this. And I made that commitment one spring morning in 1971. And that's when I met Prabhupada. He entered my heart. And I've kept him there ever since. What is the greatest need in our Vaishnava community today? Krishna consciousness. Do not forget Krishna. Always remember Krishna, how beautiful he is, how powerful he is, how merciful he is. Always remember Krishna, his wonderful qualities, his wonderful pastimes, his wonderful devotees, his wonderful prasadam, his wonderful form. Always remember how beautiful and how sweet Krishna is. Okay. I'm not going to get to all these questions. I'll do some of them at least. We see contrasting pastimes. In the case of Chota Haridas, Lord banished him for a small mistake. In case of Rama, he forgave him. How to understand this? Chota Haridas actually didn't really do anything. He was begging alms from some old woman. He didn't actually do anything wrong. He was pure. This was a special pastime of Lord Chaitanya to teach how dangerous it is to associate with women. Of course, the same thing applies for women associating with men. You see, it's to teach this lesson. And it's not that Chota Haridas was finished. No, he is in a different way. He was able to associate with Lord Chaitanya. It was a pastime, actually, to teach a very poignant lesson. We have to be very, very careful about association with the opposite sex. In both cases, Krishna was equally merciful. We may not understand how that's true, but it's a fact. Krishna was equally merciful to Brahmaji as he was, as Lord Chaitanya was to Chota Haridas. When the speaker is reciting prayers like Om Jnana to get empowered to repeat the message of the previous acharyas, is the audience supposed to recite with him? Would you like to be empowered to hear? There's no hard and fast rule. Sometimes the voice of the audience gets louder than the speaker or doesn't synchronize. Well, you have to synchronize at least, because he's leading. Just like in a kirtan, you synchronize with the kirtan leader. It's like I do this Vande Hum prayer wherever I go to get the blessings of Rupa Goswami and Radha and Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, to get their blessing to speak on behalf of the Parampara. So in most places they don't recite it. Here you do. I like it when you recite it with me. And you all are very good at following it. I mean, I don't have any set way of doing it also. So you really have to be intuitive to follow me. But you're doing a pretty good job here. Because I do it, I have little variations. I'm always doing it differently according to I don't do it just some like some turning on a tape recorder. I do it with feeling and emotion. So it varies according to certain circumstances. So actually it's very nice when you all do that with me. We're all one in begging the mercy of the acharyas. What is your secret of sweet kirtan? My secret is Rupa Goswami's statement. Tunde tandamani rithing vitinate tundavali labdiye karna krodha kadammani gatayate kunarvyade vraspiham chaita prangana vijayate chaita vandasankayate vijayate savendriyanam pratim no jani janita kriyavri amritai krishna iti vainadvai. He says, I do not know how much nectar these two syllables, Krishna, have produced. Because when I say Krishna, this vibration dances in my mouth and it oozes so much nectar, so many unlimited oceans of nectar, that what can I capture with this one little mouth? Therefore I'm begging for millions of mouths. And when those vibration syllables, Krishna, enter the holes of my ears, there is so much nectar, I need to have trillions and quadrillions of ears to capture that nectar. And when the vibration Krishna dances in the courtyard of my heart, my mind is completely conquered. And I'm stunned in a state of transcendental wonder. There is so much nectar oozing from Krishna that it can immediately fill the whole universe and burst through the universal coverings. So I try to remember that when I do kirtan. I meditate on this verse by Rupa Goswami. Prabhupada actually told George Harrison to make a popular song out of this mantra. I don't think George did that. Some songwriter will eventually come along and take up Prabhupada's instruction and did that. So just by remembering, there's just unlimited nectar. That this Krishna is so attractive, the whole world one day will actually join our kirtan. That day will come and the whole world will join our kirtan. Do you know that? Sat jana dar jana pangu jadda anagana premavan yaya duvaila jagatada jana. See, shloka. This Krishna consciousness movement is a prema tsunami. And it'll inundate the entire world, drowning everyone, whether they are pious, impious, lame, invalid, or blind. People were very attracted by the Beatles, but Beatles are nothing compared to this Harinam Sankirtan. Someday those will become so attractive the whole world will erupt in ecstasy of kirtan. So we have to plant the seed now. We have to show the example. We do kirtan, we should go into just go deep, deep, deep into that ocean of transcendental bliss. You know, if you go deep enough, miracles can happen. You know about the first Gorpanima festival? You hear about that? And that Janava Mata and Naratam organized. They went so deep into kirtan, the Panchatattva had disappeared from this world. The Panchatattva came back and danced in the kirtan, and everybody could see the Panchatattva dancing in the kirtan. So we do kirtan, we should go so deep into kirtan that the Panchatattva will come and sing, and we'll be able to see them singing and dancing with us. In this way we should dive into kirtan. You see? If you chant in this way, your heart will melt in ecstasy. So there's a few of my secrets of kirtan. There are many more, but I'm just giving you the sample. Is God realization equal to ultimate realization? Prabhupada says that Krishna consciousness is ultimate self-realization. There are different levels of self-realization. There is Brahman realization, Paramatma realization, and Bhagavan realization. The ultimate self-realization is Bhagavan realization. That's why we call our e-course the ultimate self-realization course, because we are teaching Bhagavan realization. We're not messing around with lower level realizations like Paramatma and Brahman. Is self-realization equal to God realization? In the highest level it is, yes. In the lower levels it is not. How to improve contemplation? By remembering how beautiful and sweet is Krishna. You will become more and more absorbed in contemplating Him, deeper and deeper and deeper. Please explain more about the greatness of Lord Brahma, His desire for the sin, how the sinful act consumed. Well, Brahma is a, I mean, if you want to just chant the Brahma Samhita prayers, and then you'll understand the greatness of Brahmanji. Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santaksadaiva hridayeshu valokayanti yam shamashunyarama chintyagunasvarupam govindamari purusham tamaham vajami. Anybody who can compose these prayers, they could see Krishna, could see the whole spiritual world, and so articulately express his realization in perfectly composed Sanskrit poetry, has to be a great devotee. And a little slip up in a great devotee, some dirty thought entered into his mind for a minute, you see. Doesn't mean he loses his greatness. He compensated for the dirty thought. Just like Jamanacharya, I mean, if he ever has a dirty thought, he spits. We talked about that yesterday. So just because you have a dirty thought doesn't mean now you have to go back to the material world and give up Krishna consciousness. No. You just reject it and go forward. Throw it off and go forward. How to love Krishna from the heart. Is there any other place to love him from? If you love Krishna, it must be from him. So just try to love Krishna. And if you can't love Krishna, love the one who loves Krishna. Love Prabhupada. You see? If you can't love Prabhupada, love the ones who love Prabhupada. In this way, you see, your love for Krishna will become ignited. How to avoid Vaishnava aparad? You have to always worship the devotees. How to see good qualities in other devotees? Look in the list in the CC, the 26 qualities of the devotees. They're listed there. And then see how they're manifested in your Prabhus and the Prabhus and the Matajis. You see? Look in the CC, that list, and then see how they're manifested. Try to see in every devotee at least one of the 26 qualities. Every devotee. Try to see at least one of those qualities in every single devotee. And this way you'll become... You can look around and see all these qualities in the devotees, and you'll develop these qualities yourself very nicely. The more you appreciate others, the more you become appreciable by Krishna. So always learn to appreciate the devotees. What is the solution to kama desires, as Brahmaji showed? What to do to overcome these attractions towards the opposite sex? You just have to realize, why am I so attracted to this beautiful girl anyway? What's pulling me to her? You see? Why is she attractive? It's the potency of Krishna ultimately. You see? Back in the 1950s, the big sex symbol in the U.S. was Marilyn Monroe. And every man was going crazy over Marilyn Monroe. She was a very popular attraction for the men. But if Marilyn Monroe's dead body is lying there, who will be attracted to her, you see? So it's the spiritual presence that actually is attractive. The spirit soul is actually attractive, and that the spirit soul has within it the Paramatma. So actually what you're attracted to is the Paramatma. You're actually attracted to Krishna. Really, you just have to understand, what I'm really being attracted to is Krishna. By the influence of the material energy, I'm thinking it's this blood and flesh, but actually you're being attracted to Krishna. You're attracted to beautiful women. You just have to understand what's actually attracting you. Don't be deluded into thinking the blood and flesh is actually attractive. It's not. It's that spiritual spark and the supreme spirit within that spiritual spark that's actually attractive. And that way you can conquer your attraction to the opposite sex. Does hope for mercy come without endeavors? We are always endeavoring. You cannot stop endeavoring. We're acting at every minute. If you don't endeavor for Krishna consciousness, you will endeavor for sense gratification. So you cannot stop endeavoring for this or that thing. So we should endeavor. Are we not making an endeavor when we beg Krishna for His mercy? Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram,
that is an endeavor. We're making the endeavor to beg Krishna for His mercy. Adi Krishna Maharaj, the purport says that the fire of Brahma's greatness consumed his desire for the simple act, but I am insignificant as compared to Brahmaji, so what is the hope for me whose unlimited sinful desires for sense enjoyment? Become great. How do you become great? By serving the grid. You see. Prabhupada, Vishnu Jan Maharaj told me that Prabhupada said, you are always saying all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Why don't you become great? You see, that's the best glorification to the spiritual master. What is it saying? Palena parichyate. Something is judged by its fruit. So, you as a disciple of your spiritual master, you're a grand disciple of Prabhupada. So you're the fruit of your guru and your param guru. You're their fruit. So what sort of fruit are you? Are you a sweet fruit? Are you a bitter fruit? You see? You become glorious. Develop the saintly qualities of a Vaishnava. You become glorious. That is the best glorification of your spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas. You become a great sadhu. Develop all the saintly qualities. So that's the hope. For overcoming the bad qualities, you become great. Become glorious. Hare Krishna Maharaj, how to become humble, tolerant, giving respect to others and without expecting any return. Just do it. As you mentioned, we should appreciate devotees. Is it that if appreciation is not coming from the heart, then force ourselves to appreciate from the mind somehow or other? Yeah, if your mind keeps... If you don't spontaneously appreciate them, then you should kick yourself, beat yourself with shoes 100 times in the morning and 100 times in the evening. Your mind, beat your mind with shoes. Not literally, I'm talking about figurative. I don't want devotees, coming to Mangal Arati with bruises all over their heads. But you should, if you're not finding, if you keep finding fault with someone, you should say, "You're a rascal, so-and-so Das. You know, Sankarshan Das, you're a rascal. Why are you not appreciating this devotee?" You should chastise yourself. If you're not able to see the good in others, you should chastise yourself. You need to force yourself. Come on, you rascal. Can't you see that so-and-so has nice qualities? You should learn to chastise yourself when your mind is acting rascal way. On one side, we see Krishna's kindness so much. On the other side, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita about the four types of duskritina. So how to understand the kindness of Krishna? Suffer. The suffering that the conditioned souls undergo in this material existence is Krishna's kindness. Why? Because it helps them to come to their senses to realize, what am I doing here? Why am I doing this? It helps to bring them to their senses. Why am I suffering? Okay. Madhvacharya and Madhava Sampradaya do not accept the incidents of Krishna's Vimohana and Brahma attracted to his daughter because they think Brahma cannot fall into illusion. Is it true? No. The highest understanding is in the Gaudiya branch of the Madhva Sampradaya. We are enriched. Our branch of the Madhva Sampradaya is enriched by the transcendental appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with his intimate associates from the spiritual sky, the six Goswamis, etc., etc., etc. So we have been blessed with the highest understanding of Siddhanta, beyond what the Madhvacharya followers have understood. We have higher realizations by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Is having deep faith in Krishna enough, rather than going against your family and openly accepting Krishna consciousness? Actually, we don't advise anyone to go against their family. We say you should do what is the most beneficial thing for your family. And what is that? Become Krishna conscious. You will save them. My wife wanted to become a devotee. The family was opposed. But she was determined, and now they became devotees also. Her brothers were against it. Now they're all initiated ISKCON devotees. Because she was determined. So what, should I keep going? Should I stop? Huh? Should I finish this stack? All right. It's authorized by the authority. Can you please tell us about determination? If you fall off the edge of a cliff and you just happen to grab a branch on the way over, how determined will you be to hold onto that branch? Oh, you think it's optional, I can let go. Can you please tell us more about your personal deity? Sri Sri Vadadamara are the most beautiful deities in the whole world. Everyone should, if you have a chance, come up close, get some binoculars, and look really close. You'll be amazed. Such a small deity. You've never seen small deities with such fine detail anywhere in the world. Very, very unique. Get some binoculars. If you happen to be a pujari who goes on the altar, you know, when the curtain's closed, you go up there and take a really close darshan. Their features are amazing. For that small, their features are absolutely amazing. Can you please kindly share us about Vishnu Janamas? We don't have time to answer a question like that. Except that Prabhupada told me, he said, you have been trained up under the expert guidance of His Holiness Vishnu Janaswami. So that tells you something Prabhupada said about him. He was very expert at training rascals like me how to become Krishna conscious. Thank you, Maharaj, for your kind association. Thank you for your kind remark. How to get rid of envious thoughts and words? Just replace, instead of, just put good thoughts in. That's all. Drive the bad thought out. The bad thoughts out by good thoughts. How to understand Tulsi Arati? Seems to be in Madhurya Ras. Yes, we are actually begging to become gopis. Sometimes they say, oh, these Hare Krishnas, they're a bunch of male chauvinists, you know. But how could that be true? Every morning we pray to become women in our next life. It's actually sweet. I was offering the Arati this morning to Tulsi, and I was in my mind, I was begging Tulsi, please bring me into Vrindavan right now. Take me through the coverings of the material nature. Bring me into Vrajadam right now, immediately. I'm just begging you. You see, Tulsi worship is very, very special. Very, very special. What should be our consciousness while reading Prabhupada's books? You should just be so grateful that Prabhupada is saving me. Every word, He's giving me more and more enlightenment. How to develop satisfaction in my present situation and intense greed to serve Guru and Krishna. You have to realize that whatever situation you're in right now is the unlimited mercy of Krishna upon you. So just take full advantage of it. And how to an intense greed? What is that slogan? Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mati Kriyadam Apyansi. I forget the next line. Just see if I can catch it. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mati. Next line. Kriyatam Yadi Kato Palabhyate Tattarayam Api Mulyam Ekalam Janma Kotir Sukritari Nalabhyate. A little help from my friends. Krishna consciousness, Krishna bhakti, rasa, you see, cannot be had even by executing pious activities in hundreds of millions of lives. It can be obtained only by paying one price, and that is the intense greed to obtain it. Tattalayam. If it is available somewhere, one must purchase it without delay. So how do you get that intense greed? You see, here in India, the currency is rupees. But there's another currency by which you can purchase Krishna Bhakti Rasa, Krishna consciousness, and that is greed. So this question is very important. How do you get that greed? You have to find somebody who has it and beg. You have to beg it off of somebody who has it. That's how you get it. The purport says, any person who is 100% engaged in bhakti, the Lord excuses all kinds of sins committed by chance, but if I'm not engaged 100%, then what is the hope? Krishna will excuse the sins committed. Well, if you're 50% engaged, you have 50% hope. So try to increase your percentage of absorption. How do you do that? Beg. Krishna, please bless me that I can be 100% absorbed in your service. If you keep praying to Krishna for that, you think he'll ignore your prayer? No, Krishna will do that. If you beg for 100% absorption, my dear Lord, from now on, I don't want any sakama bhakti. I simply want a kam bhakti, my Lord. Please give me a kam bhakti. Every day you beg for a kam bhakti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Ram. Krishna will reciprocate. He'll give you 100% bhakti. How your good wife help you in your journey of Krishna consciousness? She helps me at every minute, actually. the wife is described in the Bhagavatam as a fortress to protect the husband from the influence of the material energy. If I were to answer in every way she has helped me, I'd have to write a huge book and it wouldn't be enough, to be honest. The help she has given me is incalculable. Do you have any advice to devotee Maharajis how they can be an instrument in the progress of Krishna consciousness of the husband? You have to always, it's very simple, just always help him to be Krishna conscious, more and more Krishna conscious. Assist him, when he's serving Krishna, assist him. If he gets off the pathway and goes into Maya, bring him back. Prabhupada said the wife can act as a guru for the husband if he gets off the track. So in this way, always help your husband to be Krishna conscious. In that way, you'll become unlimitedly Krishna conscious. Matajis. Respected Maharaj, for brahmacharis, how many hours of Prabhupada's book reading is ideal basis? 24 hours is ideal. Prabhupada said, always, but before the managers freak out, I'll give the Prabhupada's, but he said, always be engaged in study and always be engaged in doing service. You may say, well, how is it possible, Prabhupada? You said I should serve 24 hours a day and study 24 hours a day. How is it possible I can do both at the same time? If you take a chemistry course, you see, you study in the lecture the formulas. You go to the lab and you put the formulas to work. That laboratory is also studying, and it's also practical application. So our devotional, our service is the laboratory of the philosophy. So that way you can study while you can observe the practical results of bhakti. And this way you study how bhakti works by doing your service. In this way you can be studying and doing service 24 hours a day. And as far as how much time, do whatever service you're given, do it with full enthusiasm. And if you don't have enough time to study, reduce your eating and sleeping. When the Prabhupada tapes first came out, in the beginning we didn't have the tapes. You can imagine, no lecture tapes. When I joined ISKCON, there were no lecture tapes. But then they started the Bhaktivedanta tape ministry in Los Angeles, and wow, was it nectar. You get a subscription, and every week they would send you a whole package of the latest tapes, even just days before. Talk about exciting to hear all these new tapes, but you have to do all this service, Prabhu, you have to do this and this. I wanted to sit down with those tapes and transcribe them. I had that desire. So how can you do that when you have to do all this service? Well, I figured something out. Well, you know what? I don't need to eat lunch. So every day I just skip lunch. I would fast from lunch. I would take breakfast and I would skip a lunch later in the day, I guess, and I get something. During lunchtime, everybody's in there enjoying prasadam. I'd be there listening to those tapes, enjoying the prasadam of Prabhupada's words and writing down. I have many, many notebooks from my brahmachari days, a whole stack of notebooks of all this studying I did of Prabhupada's tapes, you see. And this helped me as a preacher. In fact, I would go out on the campus and then preach that afternoon using what I just heard from the tapes. We made many devotees on the campus, you see. So if you have to, skip a meal. You're not going to die of starvation. If you need time to read, you're not getting it, skip a meal. And read, and study. Give food to your brain. You see, we don't need to have big fat, you know, big fat bellies. You know that story, that shlok, bara bara bandalaya, bara bara pay, you know, big, big monkey, big, big belly, Ceylon chunking melancholy. He couldn't jump because he was too fat. So don't become big fatty, you know, bloating yourself out, big, big belly, you see. Be austere brahmachari, you see. You don't need to eat so much. Study more and eat less if you don't have time to study. But at the same time, we're not telling you to torture yourself. Prabhupada said, my disciple wants more prasadam, it's my duty to provide it because I'm the spiritual master. So take to your full satisfaction. I'm not telling you to be artificially austere. But I didn't lose weight, I don't think, that time. But I did get I found time to study by skipping lunch. How to appreciate Krishna's kindness in our difficult times. The difficulty is the mercy of Krishna on us and the world society. The external difficulties, the economy, the terrorism, the fear of the Chinese taking over India, and you heard about that one? With military force coming in like they took over Tibet, there's that fear is there also. They're building up their force on the border with India more and more and more. They already took part of Kashmir a few decades ago. There's that fear. The Chinese, the Americans are scared of the Chinese. They're building up their forces in Australia right now because the present bases, Pacific bases, are within the range of Chinese missiles right now. There's a lot of fear going on in the material world right now. This is a great blessing for our movement because we are the only ones who can solve the problem. We're the only ones who can do them. So the difficulties individually and globally are all beneficial. Everything that's one of my disciples told me like that, and I said, wow, man, he's really getting good realizations now. That all of these difficulties, they are beneficial for our movement. They're all beneficial. So this, he was asking about personal difficulties here. I was talking about global, but at the same time, how to see the kindness of Krishna in it and be grateful. Kunti Devi, then you have to remember Kunti Devi. She was always feeling gratitude for the calamities because it helped her to be Krishna conscious. Should we endeavor to cultivate Vaishnava qualities, or should we just keep on performing devotional service as they manifest in our life? Both of the above. Reference to Bhagavatam 3.8.22. Lord Rama performed austerity for 100 years, measured in his time, the outset of creation, how to understand it as the life period of Rama happens to be 100 years. I don't know. I have to look that one up. You all can do research on that. I don't know that one. Book distribution, even thousands of people buy the books. We don't see immediate results. The results are there. They are definitely there. You don't see the results, but the results are there. Most people don't become devotees. There are so many stories, actually, of people who have the books, which there's the archives of our book distributors are loaded with stories of people. I mean, I just read one yesterday. Somebody met some Christians out on book distribution somewhere in the West. And they were still Christians, but they read Prabhupada books, they became vegetarian Christians by reading Prabhupada books. You see? So we don't always see the impact, but the impact is there. The impact is there. It's happening. We have to have faith in the potency of these books to bestow the highest prema bhakti upon the whole world civilization and keep distributing them. Do all three sampradayas worship Krishna or Vishnu? Yeah, or Vishnu. Why do they not chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra as told in the scriptures? Because they didn't take advantage of Lord Chaitanya. Why the Sri Sampradaya stresses on deity worship and chanting? Again, they haven't understood Lord Chaitanya's movement. That's why. So we run out of the questions, and I thank you all very much for your participation in this movement. It gives me great happiness and pleasure to be here with all of you, to see how you're so much giving your life and loving service to your spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada and his mission. So continue in this way, always going deeper and deeper into Krishna Bhakti Rasa. And in this way your life will become perfect and you will see Krishna face to face. Hare Krishna.